Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. As always, we will introduce ourselves.
As always.
Except that one time we forgot. I am Devin the Dungeon Master.
And I'm Ryan. Playing Seth.
Good work. We're off to a great start again, guys. We've cursed ourselves.
I'm Ryan.
You think we drink
too
much.
Well, last time I said I was Seth, so.
I'm Brad playing Arden, playing Simp, the wizard who stole the powers.
Simp playing Arden.
I'm Brad playing Simp, playing Arden.
Okay, we're good with it.
Moving on.
I'm Kayla playing Kaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
And I am Austin playing Sheru the Tortle.
And I'm Ben playing Raina, the Human Ranger.
Doesn't sound very human to me. I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
We're sorry, listeners.
I apologize for nothing.
Sorry, not sorry. So, last time, the party went crazy. Well, the players went crazy, I should say. But the party met a fisherman by the name of Theorem Rocky.
A simple fisherman who was absolutely not Uvimar in disguise giving us information.
Absolutely not.
And doesn't have all a bunch of dead bodies in his cellar.
No. There was no speculation in between episodes. Anyway, the DM can never do something simple, can he?
No.
So, they had a meal with Theorem. And he sent them on their way, having warned them about what they might find in Ra.
Insight check. How am I feeling? Have I been poisoned?
Too late to check. Should have done it before.
Was all of his furniture made of bones?
She knew.
Fish bones.
Nani?
So, they have went and camped in the dome, and we're picking up after their long rest, since we don't really need to keep a watch, you guys continue on your path to Ra.
In the morning, when we have the, you know, before the dome is gone and we've got a little bit of that, just, you know, waking up, getting ready for the day, I do explain to them. So, I don't know if you guys are very familiar with how they do things in southern T'Chawa, especially with the church and the Katari Mungi. We need to be very careful about how we use magic, as in, if at all possible, we avoid doing it at all costs where we can be noticed. This is kind of something that has gone back generations where they essentially have enforcement against anyone who isn't part of the Katari Mungi or the Coven or, you know, certain specific groups in cooperation with the church, where they are not allowed to use magic. And penalties are rather severe if you are caught. So, just a heads up, because I would like to avoid as much trouble as possible, especially going through a port that, as we kind of seem to understand at this point, is a port of trouble.
Well, I still have this armband that'll hide magic. I could wear that while in disguise so it can't be seen.
Yes, what I'm meaning is, like, for with the disguises and stuff, let's make sure we have that done before we are in a position where we may be noticed.
Do we still have two of those or just the one?
Just one. Okay. Gardovan went off with the other one.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And then if there's some emergency, I could maybe use some magic if that'll be hidden, but I don't really have a whole lot of spells.
I didn't think about that since the Pomungo Oasis is when I was afraid that was going to happen there, and then I haven't thought about that in so long.
Yeah, Northern T'Challa is more lax, but here in southern, there was a reason why I masqueraded as a cleric.
And to be fair, the Katori Mungi travel all around Chawa, and they do not discriminate wherever they found you, so if we had run into some of them in northern T'Chawa, they would probably have been just as unforgiving. Luckily, we didn't have to experience that, but considering where we are, there is a high chance. I would say there is more than 100% chance that we will run into someone as a part of the Kantari Mungi at some point, so just kind of keep it on the down low. Emergencies, like vital life or death emergencies only, if we can.
Can we, like, get the Red Sands to be officially sponsored by the Katara movie or something?
No.
Definitely not, but if there was a chance, we would have to go to Jamati and petition it with the church there itself.
Well, if we need to go there at some point anyways, if we're going to figure out what's going on with those gemstones and
there's that. How much of an issue is it that I'm a cleric but not of their variety?
Make a history check.
Yeah, I was going to...
Guidance!
Okay, that's helpful.
It's like the head kind of sorry, like basically casting guidance on everybody almost all the time.
That is a 14.
You gotta stop doing that one.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to be a little careful with your guidance.
I have subtle spell.
We use those spell slots.
Well, it's gonna use sorcery points. It's gonna use the sorcery points, but honestly, with her able to do things with subtle spell, but again, even then. I know that she's probably just as knowledgeable as I on how cautious she'll need to be.
So you,
we can be clerics. Clerics are right.
So you know that pretty much all clerics are sponsored by the Katari movie. There's a very, very strict order system. Very militarized. And they, you know, paladins, fighters, rangers, anyone who is within the Katari Mungi, they have a structure of what their job and role is, and clerics are kind of the head honchos of the group, leading out other parties. So rogue clerics, if you will, not highly looked upon.
Okay. Yeah. So, honestly, as a cleric, you're probably safe. I'd still use caution, but you probably are one of the more free among us to use magic if necessary.
We
should re-clarify. What? They would be just as...
Oh, I thought you said they...
Persecuted.
Clerics would be... A cleric that's not on their registry. Not on their...
Well, just don't tell them that you're a cleric of Uvumar. If you're a cleric of, you know, Jamati. Juanabi.
No, it's Junanabi.
So, one of the things with... So, to clarify further, one of the things with the Order of the Katari Mungi is their temple, it translates to the Temple of Unity. They have brought all the gods under one banner, one religion. Mm-hmm. And so...
One D&D.
No.
That's different.
No.
Absolutely not.
You're out of the party.
Stupid wizards.
That's our title.
Stupid wizards.
As the... with what they do, where was I? I lost my train of thought. Temple of Unity. Perfect. So, if you are not a cleric within that Temple of Unity, within that organized religion, they're not happy. Very much controlled. Magic, religion, everything. If your city-state is not following those rules, severely punished in various degrees. So even though the city-states are separate and not technically under one rule, think of this as kind of a forced confederation or satrapies of the church.
Okay, so no nothing magic unless it's a life or death situation, or it will become a life or death situation.
Is Ra spelled R-A?
Sorry?
Ra?
Yes. No,
it's R-A-H.
Okay, it is H.
Got the power of Ra.
That's different.
Ra. I bet there's lots of fathers in Ra.
Are there cheerleaders in Ra? Going Ra, Ra, Ra.
I hate you guys.
That's what we're here for. Do... Are my spells... Spells?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any spells.
Unfortunately... And anything that might resemble magic, they are...
I guess it's literally draconic.
Close-up card tricks, even. I would avoid those.
So
draconic is very guarded, right?
Draconic is a guarded secret everywhere.
Yeah.
But it would have even more protection and scrutiny in this area. Yeah. The closer you get to Jamarti, the more... persecution you would receive.
So don't even speak.
Yeah, avoid draconic. Avoid if you see something in draconic, avoid pointing it out, because they're kind of trained to pick up on this stuff. It's been their job for a couple hundred years.
I'll just pretend I don't know it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Just, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure we were aware of the caution that we would be needing.
Well, that's good to know.
I just got bad magic. I don't want to lose
all right.
It.
Too. Onward?
And upward.
Well, it sounds like downward, but
yeah,
let's do it.
This is the true pits of hell.
Sally forth.
Not wrong.
Oddly enough, you are going upward. You feel a gradual incline as you travel through. Occasionally, as you are marching down the road, you see slavers pass with they're mounted on horses, and they have great coaches of beetles pulling cages, and various gear with them. They don't pay you much attention. They're after a specific prize. As you continue to walk, you see what looks to be stalks of dried dead plants along the cliff face. You, instead of the beach you were at before, it breaks into cliffs, you see these stalks growing all along the cliffs and along the foothills of the Buraji Mountains, and you recognize these kaiji as the Kutunada plant. It very much resembles what is that plant?
Cat.
Yes, but no.
Cat hills.
Because it's not it's not cat. It's not a mint plant. It grows seeds.
I forgot the name of it. But it's a real plant that I based it off of. I'll find it later.
Marijuana.
But,
actually,
it does not resemble marijuana.
Hemp.
But,
poison ivy.
It is Jimson weed. So it looks like Jimson weed. Stuff. That's the one I was thinking of. So,
Jebediah.
And so it is, very, very well, cultured here and cared for.
So are the dried pants plants the one that they have already...
Yeah, the dried pants.
you hear nothing. Are those the ones that they've already harvested, or are those ones ready to be harvested?
Well, it's not the... So they harvest the seed pods of the plant, and that's what they dry and press into oil that they then make the catnip from. So the leaves are neither here nor there.
Well, I'm just looking at the plants. I'm just wondering if they've been harvested yet.
Yeah. Go ahead and make a nature check.
So what if there was, you know, a lightning strike in the field and a fire started?
26.
Something unfortunate like that.
From what you can look at here, these have all been harvested.
Okay. That's a lot of work.
Indeed, and that's why they have not so hired help in this area.
Are we not going to do anything about it?
Well, I was thinking about burning them down, but they've already been harvested.
I mean, it's a... Is it a...
Perennial?
That's the word I'm looking for. Or an annual?
These are replanted every year.
Which means if they have the seeds, they can continue to plant more.
So yeah, it doesn't matter if we want.
In fact, burning them might make the fields a little bit more...
You need to find their storehouse.
Nutrition.
Yeah, honestly.
We need large quantities of salt.
Actually, it's a good idea.
Yes, the question is, how do we get over here with large quantities of salt and salt a field without being seen?
I have...
It was rhetorical.
I mean, we have a carpet.
Anyway, let's keep low. We're getting close to town, obviously.
You have a carpet and a bag of holding.
Yeah.
And a hole.
And a hole.
And a hole.
Can we put the bag of holding on top of the carpet and we all can, like, sit in the hole as the carpet flies?
So, you guys make it.
10 minutes before we all suffocate.
Into town.
Wait. Before we go into town, Asar's going to, like, duck behind some trees and she's going to change outfits.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
Nobody's going to look.
I know, right? So I'm just wearing, like, that long purple dress that I have, and I'm going to put all of my stuff, like I'm going to like strap it to my inside legs so that I don't have any like bags or anything that is obviously like pickpocketable on me.
That's your dress where you're trying to look like a common person and doing semi-okay.
Yeah, well, it looks like Meg's dress from Hercules.
Okay.
Nice. That's actually a good idea. Can I, like, put my bag in the back, your bag, or in the holding hole?
We can put in the hole, sure.
Cool.
They might not like a flying carpet. How about we put that in there, too?
Go ahead and make a stealth check with advantage just to see how effective you are at hiding things.
Oh, my gosh. Where is stealth? Can we go down?
Okay. So I can put most of my stuff in the bag of the hole. And just keep a few things like my equipment and
She use advantage.
I have a one sheet.
Well, it's just taking
just
a while for it to roll over.
13.
Rope sleeve
at the same time.
I know.
So it's 15. Yeah, so 15.
Okay. I'd say you do a fairly decent job. So you feel pretty comfortable with how you've hidden things.
I will make a note. I know we have several magic items, try not to use, make them known, essentially.
I take off my goggles and put them in the bag.
Oh, man, I can't see
they
the
make
dark.
You a very,
oh, wait,
easy,
I don't need to, because I've got my disguise self going.
Same, like, I've got my disguise self going, so I just look like I've got the old armor on, and that's it.
Okay, I guess.
And, like, just a regular whip.
So, as you guys get into town, what you see is it's basically just one long street for the most part. There's side alleys and whatnot, but it's one continuous street that goes all the way around this corner of the area. Population-wise, we're probably looking at about 3,000 people. So it's not huge, but it's not small either. You see warehouses of various kinds. You see places where oil is pressed, and everyone seems very industrious and busy. Oddly enough, it actually doesn't seem like there's a ton of slave labor in the area, but you do see very poorly treated individuals in the oil presses. Some unconscious on the side where they obviously have succumbed to whatever drug this is. Hopefully not dead, but hard to tell. And you see various guards going about just kind of keeping peace. Everyone, every single one of them, very alert and attentive to what is going on. Then occasionally you see what looks to be some Qatari Mungi passing through the area. One of the things that really gives them away is that they have white floor-length robes or a tunic and skirt hemmed in a pale color, indicating their domain and god or goddess that they serve. And they will have various ranks or insignias shown at their collarbone on either their armor or their robes. So Raynor and Asar, you would know kind of the pecking order here, for the most part. Those dressed in purple would be following Uvamar. Those who had it would have a pale there, so sorry, who would have the hem be purple, I should say. Those in red follow Mishingu. Blue is Amanji. Green is Dunchafu. Yellow is Juanabi. A cream color would be Mwanburi. And orange would be Baharu.
Sorry, can you say what yellow was?
Juanabi.
Okay. Well, who's blue again?
Amanji.
Does it look like they travel in pairs or packs?
They usually have at least four.
Okay.
They do move in herds.
Clever girl.
So the ones that you're seeing for the most part here are the Mishingu and bear with me.
Rar.
Someone said that at work. That was almost said. Yeah, I stopped myself.
So you see Mishingu and Baharu primarily in this area. You see some other colors occasionally, but it's very uncommon.
Red and orange.
Red and orange.
No blue, huh?
Makes sense that they'd have, you know, some of the more battle-oriented worshippers here, considering the situation. Indeed. Anyway, keep your head down. I would say, Mossy and Shrew, you kind of stay in the middle of the group so we can keep an eye on you. Make sure nobody bumps into you.
Thanks. I have my hood down as far as it'll go, looking at the ground.
Those of you that have a passive insight of, I'd say, 10 or more, you recognize that you're being very closely watched by both guards and the Qatari Mungi. Kaiji, having been here once or twice, you remember a tavern that you can go to just kind of lay low for a minute. This is more of the common man's tavern. It is called the Rock's Perch. And you know that just from being there before, an Arakokra runs this tavern. And you've experienced in the past that he can be fairly trustworthy. You don't know him well, but whenever you guys have a mission in the area, he's never ratted you out.
Well, the closest thing I know of to an underground here would be the tavern about three buildings down.
Sounds like a good place to start.
And his name, by the way, is Urk.
How do you spell
it? U-R-R-K.
Work. Work,
work. Work, work. That's pork.
And so,
the Swedish goblin.
As you guys travel to the Rock's Perch, you enter in, and I would say it's mildly busy. Probably, you know, half a dozen patrons there, just drinking. But it's you arrive, and I would say it's probably like midday at this point. So not the busiest time. But you see Urk standing there, and he is a kind of like a golden eagle looking Arakokra. And his one of the most distinguishing features that you can see here is that he has a large gash running down his face and his beak, like right next to his beak, and healed over. But he has no wings. They have been clearly severed at some point in the past.
Messed up.
And he looks up and sees you and says, "What'll it be?"
You don't happen to have a couple bottles of serpent piss lying around, do you?
Ah, I sure do. Let me just go and fetch him. So he goes around the back. You hear some bottles rattle. And he comes back out, pours you some glasses, and hands them out. It'll be 2 silver, please.
Certainly. I hear that...
This smells like this could melt you from the inside.
You maybe.
You've got it right. Good stuff.
I guess we'll find
only
out.
The best sailors drink that.
The melting's the fun part.
I've only ever been on a boat once, so let's try it.
If Arvin's doing it, I'll do it.
Make a constant... No. I see tensions are high recently.
They are indeed. They are indeed. It's always high this time of year when the pressing happens. Fear is that the Dumas are going to attack. But who knows? There's always that fear. I mean, just a few months ago, they had a little skirmish at sea. Lost one of our boats. They lost 2.
Not bad, not bad. So you'd say...
It's definitely an oppressing atmosphere.
This sounds very depressing.
You'd say Ra is winning so far?
Well,
as far
I don't know that anyone is winning. We're all losing. But we make money. But anyway, make yourselves at home. I'll be happy to chat with you in a moment. Just finishing up cleaning some stuff.
Certainly. Thank you for the drinks.
You are most welcome. Thank you for the business. Will you be staying?
Yes.
You wouldn't happen to have a room that could fit 6 people, could you?
Could do it with 2.
Side by side?
Yep.
Well, how many of us have to? Because you can sleep in a hole and you can sleep in the mirror.
I
that is very bizarre.
I'm not a hole, I am a shell.
No,
it's just metaphorically speaking. Because they can curl up really small.
Indeed.
We'll need the 2 rooms.
Certainly. It'll cost you about a gold and 5 silver for the night.
Sure, I can cover that.
Well, I'll make sure they're ready for you. Your names?
Yep, we do have them.
It's a boy's name, too.
We are the Red Sands. Recent endeavor, trying to make a name.
I see. Heard of us?
Can't say I have.
Well, you will now.
I've mostly been up north the last couple months, so this is kind of our first venture south.
Out in the lands of the barbarians, I see.
Yes, indeed.
Very, very barbaric. Much so.
Do you see me? I'm the most barbaric of them all.
Yes.
Arr.
Yes.
I imagine you've heard of the... the insanity going on in Kushako.
bits and pieces, rumors, really. Just establishment of a new kingdom. But
yeah, it's a mess. I'm sure it won't last long.
Yeah, it was kind of our fault, but it's okay.
What?
We actually, made an ally.
No, we don't want that to be our fault.
Some sort of mine.
Yes, we've heard of that too.
Sounds like they might be part of their muscle. Not sure.
How can a mine have any muscle, you know? Like it's just a mine.
No idea. But, just what I hear. Anyway, make yourselves comfortable. I'll make sure the rooms are ready and the drinks are coming.
Food.
Approved.
Good food if you have some.
I'll bring some of that too. But anyway, it's been a pleasure. I will see you here shortly. And he goes to depart, clean some of the table, clearing up some of the various meals people are having. And with that, we're going to end the session there. Thanks for listening.
If you like listening to Roll Fair, share it with your friends, loved ones, your Uber driver, your dentist, your favorite stuffed animal, or that random guy you met at the seance that one time. They'll be glad that you did.